Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Eddie, it's time to go. We're clicking the button. Hey!
I think you already clicked it.
I did already click it. My name's Mal. With me, as always,
Promi.
And this is, of course, the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, bringing you all the craziest independent music you've never heard of.
You know, if we ever get picked up nationally, you realize you're going to have to go back and like edit every single one of these openings.
That'll be part of the writer, so we'll be like, I won't do that.
Yeah, somebody else will have to, yeah. We'll have to get an intern or a
hired intern
producer.
And show them how to dumb down my already dumbed down audio. Oh my God.
Well, I'm planning for the future, you know?
Good for you. That's good.
Not that we don't love being, you know, St. Peter's.
I will say it's very interesting. Indie Circuit had a page for a long time on Facebook, mm-hmm. and I know you're saying don't say too much about Facebook as far as promoting, but I do have the page for this place, and I have a page for our new show, Sake Bama Go Go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say the Sake Bama Go Go posts get seen a lot more. Let's say 3,000,000% more than this one. And I'm like,
so you're saying somebody actually said something on that one?
No, a lot of, I get a pretty decent amount of views, and it's been growing each month or each post, because like during the week, today I put in what we're playing this weekend for Indie Circuit, and then what I'm playing for this one, and Circuit is seen by a tumbleweed that rolls across that sees this, and I was like, come on, folks.
Well, a couple questions on that. Is our second Power Hour, is that St. Pete Radio exclusive, or is that one out in the ether?
Yeah, they're both are. Although we had talked about it. I do think I'm going to start hyperlinking. If I could upload these to our storage space, which we have tons of,
right?
Then I could just link it to the Facebook page or other places.
Yep.
It's not like Radio St. Pete corporate headquarters is going to care.
Yeah, it could be a regular good old podcast, you know, that's available on iTunes and everyone else, just like the other shows.
See, that'd be kind of cool, because I do actually think, I like this one a lot, and I think there's a lot of good music we put out, but the other one has kind of, that's a group that follows things like
that's
that.
That's a niche. They don't have a big, they don't have a wide selection.
Right.
So,
you're like, they get a hold of something, they're like, yay, you know.
So it was easier for us to reel them in.
Hit them with the oar. They're in the boat.
That or, you know, you Radio St. Pete folks just need to get your act together.
Yes.
And start wasting more time on social media.
That thing, which, ugh, gross.
Yeah, you don't have to look at your friends' posts. You don't have to look at the pictures of their ugly kids. Just come to our page, click a few things, you know, like that like button. Yeah. I hear they're coming out with an unlike button. Stay away from that. But just... come to our page, like everything. Make this simple. That way you don't even have to think about it. Just load the page, like, and then close out of Facebook and get back on with your life.
Wow, that's a good idea. Yeah, I think 0.0% of the people are going to do that.
Well, I might go do that now.
Well, then that's 1%.
I've actually fallen for my own spiel, I think.
You're like, oh my God.
I got to do that. Let me get on Facebook.
I will. When we come back from break, I'll discuss.
I was like, I can like things.
No, when we get back from break, I'm going to discuss the newest thing that just is the worst thing in the history of ever.
Wow.
With Facebook, and it's a doozy. So yeah. Anyway,
well, if it's the worst thing ever with Facebook, it's got to be pretty bad.
It's like it's worse than like 10 Hindenburgs and 15 Titanics. But anyway, here's music that isn't that bad.
It's a lot of ice.
It is a lot of ice, ice baby.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap or a brooch or a pterodactyl.
Hang around with the other men. Don't go out ancient pharaoh of the night. Savage sound of the night. As though we walked down through the snows of Eden, then we came upon the valley of the kings.
The next one of you primates even touches me.
A vision of horror rises out of a nightmare. A vortex of fear draws you down into hell. A shadow of evil opens the gates of madness. It has come. Eyeball and Suspiria together. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Eyeball will grab you. Suspiria won't let you go, 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 go.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Oh my god. Hey, did that sound familiar to anyone? It might have. That was actually...
A cover from an 80s band?
No, that was actually just an 80s band. That was Duran Duran. Listen to this story. Okay, so...
Sit back, kids. Relax. So get yourself something to drink.
You know, we have a couple of... I have a couple, like, record deals where people, like, they send me, like, the A&R people send me the music to listen to. I have a folder of hundreds of these new bands.
You get
bands.
So many of them, you wipe your butt with half of them.
Well,
you don't
I
even listen to
I
them
get a lot of them, and I try to listen to them all, and I'm failing miserably. But anyway, one of them came through a couple weeks ago and said, Duran Duran, Girls on Film, 1979 demo. And I went, huh. And my head turned a little bit like a dog that hears a whistle sound or something. And I looked and I was like, I'll be darned. Recorded in 1979, these historic, previously unreleased demo recordings by 80s new wave icons Duran Duran, featuring the group's early frontman, Andy Wickett, a.k.a. Fane. Okay, whatever. So,
You can tell Mal's a huge Duran Duran fan.
I'm not, but oh my god. Like, I was like, what? Okay, that's cool.
We've passed a milestone. An 80s A-lister has been played on our station, or on our show.
That's amazing. So I played, See Me, Repeat Me.
You may hear, you guys may start hearing this a lot in the future, too, just because we're excited to have...
I don't think
no.
so.
No, okay.
Reincarnation and Walking...
If I get control of the...
Walking the Steel. So that's really kind of neat, you know? I was like, wow, okay, that's cool, because here they are, Duran Duran featuring their original frontman. Like if we had a demo tape with Metallica when back when the Megadeth guy...
I didn't even know that.
Dave Mustaine was the original Metallica frontman, but he drank himself out of the band.
Wow, what a mistake there, huh?
That's why he has the worst chip on his shoulder that's ever been chipped on a shoulder.
Can you blame him?
Yeah, no.
I mean, you can for the original actions, but hey, how is he to know?
I know. You know, and plus there's also the long-running argument that, well, if he would have stayed there, they wouldn't be who they are.
Possibly, you know,
because James Hetfield's a pretty powerful frontman. He crafted a lot of who they are, you know. So, but whatever. And then also Megadeth wouldn't have been who they are because he was always trying his hardest to make them as popular as Metallica. So, the metal fans win.
If Lars had dropped out of Metallica, we might still have Napster.
That was a debacle. they talk a little bit about that. I was very... When that hit, believe it or not...
For the youngins, Napster was the original file-sharing network. It only worked with MP3s.
And bands hated it.
People were so excited to be able to download some low-quality version of a song that was three or four megs in size over their 33.3 kilobyte connection that took 2.5 hours.
And you're like, yuck. Guess
they're
I'm
like,
go
I got Purple Rain! Really bad copy.
Guess I'm going to go buy the CD because this is terrible. Which is what happened with... Anytime you rip something with movies from, like, Pirate Bay... Was that the name of that?
I think so.
Or Napster or all these other things.
That doesn't sound like a very inviting place, does it?
They were just garbage town. It was always like, you didn't even know if that's what you were getting.
Like,
you know,
you're on a cruise ship and they're like, we're going to coast into Pirate Bay and dock for a little while. You guys are free to get out. Would you get off the boat? I sure wouldn't.
AKA Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So, it was just, but when Napster, when he became the front of, or the face of that thing, I really like kind of turned on Metallica. And that, like, hurt my heart. And then slowly, I got back into listening to him and kind of was like, okay, you know, just let it, who cares? Just,
you know, and it's hard because, you know, if you think about it, if you were doing work and you saw people ripping you off left and right, you'd be pissed about it, too.
And it doesn't matter how much money you have,
and
you're still getting ripped
off. And
you
wouldn't think of yourself as selling out when you try to stop them.
I know.
But you look at these people, and because they're millionaires, and, you know,
many times over,
and you don't see this really hurting their lifestyle, then, and because of what kind of job they do, I mean, if they were stockbrokers and getting ripped off, you wouldn't be calling them sellouts, but because they're supposed to be like you and me, even though we know they're not.
Right.
We consider them sellouts, so it's weird, and I mean, not blaming you for your opinion, because I think we all felt that way.
And I came back to them, and I like them. I have a lot of their music. I listen to them a lot, you know? And one of the things, I started getting a little bit, like, not down on myself, but I was, like, thinking in circles a little bit. I've never agreed with the sellout tag. to me, that, and maybe there are some historical real sellouts. I don't know. A sellout to me means I've assigned somebody a station in my mind that I think they should do to stay hard edge or stay metal.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I think. That doesn't matter for nothing. Like, the whole concept of selling out is me applying my beliefs onto somebody and then not fulfilling themselves to that level. That's just stupid.
I know, at the same time, though, to me, selling out, personally, in my opinion, is kind of unavoidable if somebody's going to be successful.
Yeah.
You know, when a band or an artist comes out with their first album and it's great and you can relate to it because it's all based on their own feelings and their own life experiences, if that goes on to go like platinum or something, if they're writing their own music, the life experiences they have in the next album are no longer going to match yours.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, on one hand, you want an artist you like to be successful because you want them to keep doing it, but on the other hand, you don't want them to get so successful that they become unattainable or unrelatable.
Right.
So it's kind of like, I love you, I think you're great, you think we could just keep you at about 40 grand a year, maybe maybe we'll put a bonus in there.
Yeah.
Not
everyone can be at AC/DC, which, the same album every time, doesn't matter, and everyone goes, I love this album!
I mean, that was their formula. They're like, we'll never sell out because we'll just change the words around a little, and...
So, I mean, and there's very few people that can do that, you know?
Yeah.
I totally agree with what you're saying, you know, and it's
hard.
And it's also hard because... punk rock. I love punk music, and I love the band. Like, some of the bands are out of the control, crazy, and that's kind of like what I like.
Well, the good news about that is you don't have to worry about the lyrics not relating, because 9 times out of 10 you can't understand anything coming out.
Doesn't
of
even
mouth.
Matter. And, but that's like. They never make... There's not
they
a
sell out
of...
Babs.
No.
Martini.
They,
Cruise. Doesn't work like that.
No, there's $0 made. There is not one punk band that can make one penny until they become air quote sellouts like Henry Rollins or Dead Kennedys or something like that. Like, where they're still not rich, but they're not like living in a down by the river in a van, you know. And
they're not putting a McDonald's hat on after they get done practicing,
you know. And you know, Henry Rollins famously talked about that, saying anytime they wanted to. Play a little bit of more guitar in a song, or anytime that he would say something, it was like, oh, you just want to be Freebird now. He was like, they're some of the most closed-minded people in the world are these punk people. And you're like, I've kind of agreed with some of it, but it's, I don't know, music is just, to me, music, I like as many different kinds as I can, and I don't try not to even think about...
Now, is it music, M-U-S-I-C, or M-U-Z-A-K?
Either. That's how free-flowing my brain is about it. You know, I kind of hate... There's
Muzak.
There's some music I hate. It's very hard for me to get into, like, just some of the stuff. Like, I don't like country music.
Well, you don't like contemporary country music, but you like Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Cash is more of a punker than most punks I've met.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you know, technically...
That dude's hardcore, but he was, anyway. And there's always those people. I don't like it. I don't like older, slower music, but there's lots of really good old, slow music, you know?
Yeah.
And so you can't...
But as a genre in general, you'd rather poke your eyes out with an ice pick than...
I'm not really listening to a lot of opera, you know?
Yeah.
But I have extensive Hawaiian records, Hawaiian
music.
You
have a lot of holiday Firestone albums, too.
I sure do, but that's for my mom.
You like listening to the big bands sing
sure
Christmas
do.
Music.
Hello, my baby! Hello, my honey!
Yeah.
No, so sad. All right, let's... Wow, we're pretty long in the tooth. I think we'll figure a way to play some music. We'll be right back. Maybe I can get to the office. Here we are.
Oh, and I just coughed.
That's okay.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody! We'll be right back.
get her. Anytime thirst, lonely, lonely. There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
Why?
It would be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good, bad thing. What do you mean bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal.
Right, that's bad. Okay. All right, important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
The swinging cheerleaders. Take eight attractive young college co-eds, put them on the cheerleader squad, and you have the swinging cheerleaders. An action-packed, fun-filled adventure of contemporary college life.
What's the idea of sitting there in the front row with no underpants on like that? Don't you know what that does to me when I'm trying to explain permutations?
The director who created Coffee, The Big Dollhouse, now brings you a view of college life you've never seen. Or perhaps you have.
Oh, gosh, I know this sounds weird. But I don't know if I'm still a virgin.
Don't be afraid to use men for what you want. They do it to us without a qualm.
Well said, sister.
Watch for them. The Swinging Cheerleaders. Rated R.
Unaware of what year it was, Joe wandered the streets desperate for help. But the English language had deteriorated into a hybrid of hillbilly, valley girl, inner city slang, and various crumbs. Joe was able to understand them, but when he spoke in an ordinary voice, he sounded pompous and faggy to them.
Do Everybody be cool. You be cool.
The sons of rage beat through my heart. The solar storms glisten in the dark, tearing me apart. The sound is of the street. My heart plays along to the same old beat. Sonic bleed. Waiting for the sun to come. Waiting for. Waiting for the sun to come. Waiting for. Waiting for the sun to come. Waiting for. Waiting for the sun to come. Waiting for you. Waiting for you.
It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Oh my God, could that have been a double shot? It was a double shot. First, I played my friends from Korea. I sat and drank beer with them. I saw them in concert twice. Die All Right. I played Satellite, Hunt, and URA. Or URA.
It's too bad relations with Korea and Japan aren't better, or else you could play them on the next show too.
I know. When I was inviting friends to the page, I wasn't doing any of my Korean friends because it's all Japanese. I was like, oh my God, I play a lot of Korean too, though. So and I also played then on the other side. Oh my God, what is this? Let's see, the Decrees, Decrees, yeah, with Sons of Rage and West Sierra. Wow, wowzer. So, as I alluded to, we want to talk a little bit about Facebook. So,
actually, if you could, just before you bring up the Facebook thing, I just wanted, because we alluded to the Japan-Korea thing there.
Yes.
And I know we talked about it way back in the day on the BOD, but I'm not sure our current listeners understand. I remember when you came back from your
Korean
teaching
adventure,
gig in Korea, you were explaining how, like, during your introduction, they actually had a course or a presentation that you had to go through explaining to you why Japan was the devil.
Yes. Also, they also wholeheartedly explained that Logic did not make it to Korea. That's a true thing. They say that. They don't use, like, Logic like we think of it.
Hmm.
Just...
And yet, make they have that so many successful companies. We're talking about South Korea here, too. Yeah. This isn't North Korea.
Yeah.
Which you could understandably mistake this conversation for, since they hate Japan, too, and do a lot of things that don't make sense.
Basically, the nearest friend of Japan is America. So let's just put it that way. They don't have a lot of... I love Japan with all my hearts, but... no one else around that era.
And it's so weird because they're not the same country they were. Like, these people are all holding on to this baggage from 75, almost 100 years ago, and they're literally a different culture now.
Look, this is going to offend everyone listening, but look, you can talk about how we took the land from the Indians. You can talk about how America killed the last king of Hawaii. You can talk about how Japan killed their last queen. You can stuff it. Because we came to a land where Indians were killing each other. We were just better. And the king of Hawaii, we took him before Japan took him. And Japan, you know, and so that all that stuff that you see about, like, us, how we loathe ourselves. Everything is we talk on social media is all about the horrors of Americans. Well, you can keep it because we just did it better earlier than the next person that would have done it. You know, so I
the
don't
views
know.
That Mao expresses personally, not necessarily represent those the views of Mao and Prony.
You know, I was sitting in Korea. This is where this is going, and I was talking about, oh, I'm going to see, you know, my daughter's in Japan. I'm so excited. Oh, you shouldn't go to Japan. You should visit Korea on vacation. And I looked at her and I was like, why? She was like, Japan killed our last emperor. I was like, when was that? And she said, like, some random number that was, like, really far. I was like, that was, like, 2 centuries ago.
And that's when you try to apply logic and say, I'm already in Korea. Why would I go to Korea for my vacation? I want to go someplace else.
These kids that have no interest in English, I don't want to see them anymore. I want to see the Japanese kids who like me and know me.
Yeah.
No, well, you know.
I bet that went over well.
Yeah, no, I tried to... After that, I couldn't, like, I had to get tickets on my own because...
They wouldn't help
it was She was, like, morally offended that I wasn't staying in Korea.
Wow.
That's the level of hatred, and you're like, look, man, settle down.
Is there anybody
about?
Else in that area you could have gone? I mean, is there anywhere else? Like, could you have gone to Hong Kong? I mean, is there a non-Korean place you could have gone that she would have been cool with?
Some people went to, like... Oh, I don't know. I didn't. Yeah. I stopped asking her about stuff like that.
You're like, okay, conversation's about to have with you.
Yeah, I know. And like, but and again, that was that little mini rant was just one of those things where my entire life I always hear about this stuff, and you know, we romanticize samurais and we romanticize the gunfighters of the West. You know, those idiots, and we romanticize it's an Indian thing. You wouldn't understand. No, I understand plenty. It's all this fantasy that's kind of built up around these weird things in history that people just love. And you're like, I don't know. I don't subscribe to it. Again, I've just alienated a good amount of our clientele and listening, but don't take it too personally. I'm just an idiot with a microphone. The thing I was talking about with Facebook was before you used to get those things that were like, oh, look at why they won't hire Brendan Fraser anymore. And you click on it. It's one of those things where it's a picture every, and you're supposed to start your slideshow of stupidity. And it's just clickety, clickety, clickety.
And the last slideshow is like, he changed his cell phone number and nobody can get a call back.
Whoops. Oh,
and
my
you're
God,
like, oh,
man.
Wow. I just clicked through 14 ads and 20 pages to get to that.
Well, and now I always just go, I look in the comment page because it'd say clickbait, and then someone will list out the whole list.
Yeah,
and then everyone replies, "You're my hero."
I was gonna say those people are saints. They took a bullet, you know.
So
figuratively speaking,
yeah. So then the newest thing that's just like the worst thing ever is there's like fake news articles saying like, "Oh, Sylvester Stallone went nuts and beat up some guy," and you click on it, it's like. Male enhancement pills. You're like, oh my God, you're terrible. But it's like, it's this whole
like
new
you're not
thing.
Even trying now.
They're not even trying. But like they use like some star and they have some weird picture of them. Like they must get clicks because the internet world is all about clicks, man. And you know it better than I do.
Well, you know, here's the thing is you wonder why you get spam. You know, you wonder why these people bother sending you these emails. That half of which don't even end up going into your, you know, like if you ever venture off into your spam folder, and you think, why did they even bother? 9 times out of 10, it doesn't even come to me. And when it does, I'm not stupid enough to think that forwarding this email and responding to this offer is going to get me a free pair of Nikes from Microsoft.
Yeah.
But the point is that they don't, you're not their target audience.
You mean Zuckerberg's not going to give me $1 million for posting his picture?
You might be the one. But the point is, though, is that they can send this out to 10 million people at almost no cost, and if one person responds to that,
my mom,
then it's been a success.
The country, the rube,
like we're talking like 0.0000000% is all one. Sorry, 0.00001% is all they actually need to make it worthwhile.
Yeah,
and you know, with the Facebook ads, they're paying, so it's a little different. But again, you know, they're paying, but they're also targeting you. Like you probably got your Sylvester Stallone because they have some insight. Facebook has some insight into your movie choices,
and that scares me too. Deep the scrape goes,
which was enough for them to go, okay, this is who we're going to target with Sylvester Stallone. This is who we're going to target with Taylor Swift. This is who we're going to target
Wesley
with
Wesley Snipes something like that. Yeah, you're like, uh huh.
So to a degree, you know, they paid to basically hit you because they thought you might be stupid and a Sylvester Stallone fan. And it turns out you were just a Sylvester Stallone fan.
I was going to say, no, I'm just stupid. was the internet ever free, or was it all just a figment of my imagination? Like, I remember the before times when, like, there was spam, but it was, like, just dumb spam. Like, it wasn't even smart enough to, like, get you. You know what I mean? Like, you really had to be, like, drunk and whoops and click a button and there's a spam, you know?
And a lot of original spam was kind of harmless because they were like, the forward this to 10 people and you'll get something. All they were was obnoxious chain letters.
Yeah,
it
was self-imposed.
Somebody's
self-inflicted,
stupid joke, you know? Like, to get you to embarrass yourself with your smarter friends. But nobody was making money off of it, you know? Right. And, you know, I think the thing with that was when the internet was still new and original, or I shouldn't say the internet, when the World Wide Web, 92, when it first came out, you know, nobody really saw it as a profit vehicle. You know, there weren't a lot of places to spend money online.
It was like
there weren't even really safe ways. If you did come across a business website, a lot of times you had to call them to actually make a purchase
a pizza place. The first place we found was a pizza place. This was in college. This was in 92.
Yeah, that was when the World Wide Web was born.
And it was just like, we found a pizza place on the web.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, we didn't order it, but it was just like one of those things where you're like, wow. You know? And it was just so, who cares? But it was just one of those things where you go, oh, okay, you know?
And you know, as it became legitimate, as online stores actually started to open up, people realized that people actually would give their money, their credit cards and stuff over the internet. Also, the other big thing with that, too, is that in addition to that, I have a complete brain fart. I was about to say something smart, and it just escaped me. Yeah, and you're giving me the fingers.
Yes.
So time, I'm probably not going to get to say it.
All right, but it was just one of those things where as they seemed to get more and more annoying, and as my belief in humanity dies a little bit more every time one of these dumb new things comes around. I'm like, how is this still a thing?
Oh, but I remember. Okay, do I have time? No.
30 seconds. Hurry. Okay.
The other thing is that, you know, a lot of businesses, newspapers and legitimate publications started putting stuff online without charging for it because they didn't see the internet as a big market and they didn't see it as a challenge to their print. Well, obviously, attitudes have shifted, and now they're trying to scramble to figure out how to make money with ads, which is why they get more and more desperate with that kind of crap.
Oh, well, that's it for this week. But thanks for listening. This is free, I hope.
Yeah, for now.
For now. All right, my name is Matt, with me as always.
Promi, until we monetize.
Yes, and I'll see you next week with probably less rant and more music. See you next week, everyone.